Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Today we are talking about the soon return of Jesus. And the Bible text is from Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, where it says, Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Watch out that nobody deceives you." Why is the Bible talking so much about end time? And why is it that so many Christians are not really interested in what is happening? Many prophets have talked about end time. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Micah, Zephaniah, and the last of the Old Testament, Zechariah. They spoke so much about end time. Chapter after chapter, just end time prophecies. They all talked about the same thing. It's essential that you read the Bible and mark everything that talks about end time. This has nothing to do with fortune telling. But the Old Testament had prophecy about the first and second coming of Jesus. All the prophecies about the first coming of Jesus have been fulfilled. Those concerning the second coming will be fulfilled just the same. In the Bible, if the Bible talks so much about end time, it means that this is an important subject. And also it confirms that these things are true. God is telling us what is about to begin so that we can be prepared and know what to do. All the prophecies about end time can be divided into three parts. First is the rapture, what we talked about last week. The second is the tribulation, and the third is the return of Jesus. I spoke a lot about these things when we discussed, when we spoke about the book of Revelation. Now Jesus was talking about these things when the disciples told him about the beauty of the temple. He said, "Not one of these stones will remain on the earth." And this is exactly what happened in the year 70, 40 years after Jesus spoke that, when the Romans destroyed the temple. Jesus took this conversation to a new subject about the end of time. Here is a summary. I will give you a summary of 12 signs of the end time. We can see the events are coming together for things to wrap up soon. First, it talks about earthquakes. In Luke 21:11, we read, "There will be great earthquakes, famines, and pestilence in various places, as fearful events and great signs from heaven." There are 12,000, between 12,000 and 14,000 earthquakes every year. That makes 35 earthquakes every day. Some of them have little strength, we don't even notice them. But more and more often we see earthquake of disastrous magnitudes that cause great loss of life and misery in the affected areas. A major earthquake is expected in San Francisco. We know in the year 1906, there was a big earthquake which destroyed the whole city. And the same thing they are expecting again. The same earthquake, or even stronger, which will bring a lot of destruction. It's also interesting that the arrival of the King of Kings will bring a mighty earthquake in Israel. It will be so strong that the Mount of Olives will split in two. The second thing is environmental crisis. We are experiencing extreme weather changes. Places where they never had snow, they have a lot of snow. And places which are really dry, they have floods. Many say it's the exhaust fumes from the cars which produce these problems, and therefore you should use electric cars. But first, electric cars, to build them, to produce the batteries, brings so much destruction to the environment. The second, where do you get the electricity from? You have to build nuclear power plants, which are dangerous again. And third, exhaust fumes do not destroy the atmosphere. They even say cows should be killed because they have too much CO2 output. We must know that the weather changes are not man-made. They have to do with bigger sun eruptions, which throw radiation into the universe, and we even get a rain of that. Nuclear, the radiation rain. So this is causing a great impact on the weather. But there are many man-made troubles. They put chemicals into the atmosphere to change the weather. As we have seen in Dubai, they couldn't control the rain anymore. A further issue is the cutting down of the rainforest in many parts of the world. Number three are wars. In Matthew 24, 6 and 7, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Nation will rise against nation, a kingdom against kingdom. In the last 100 years, there has been World War I, World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnamese War, the Arab-Israeli Wars, the war in Bosnia, the Gulf War, Kosovo, Ireland, where wars in the Congo, Rwanda, Somalia, Sudan, and other places in Africa, and Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, and of course Ukraine. Mighty men, they want to stop these wars. They try everything to stop it. And of course it is our desire that wars shall stop. Let's see what Thessalonians says. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as a labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. As they are trying to make peace, trouble will come. This verse suggests that the only thing that stops war is the world will be at the end, no more world. Next one is violence. In Matthew 24:37, we read, "But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man." What was so special about Noah? We can read in Genesis 6:11, "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. The world was corrupt and filled with violence. Evidently, violence was everywhere before the flood. Everywhere, as we can see today. The whole woke movement, cheating businessmen, corrupt politics and corrupting people. We have seen a lot of this during the last 4 years. Number five is pleasure seeking. In 2 Timothy 3, 1-5, it says, But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Paul is mentioning many things that are happening during his time, but at our time we can see the same thing. As we look at society, we see the fulfillment of many areas that we experience in our days. This is one of the signs of end time. People are confused. They don't know what is right and what is left. Cheating is a virtue. They pretend to be believers, but their actions show the opposite. Next one is financial woes. Many are heaping up treasures and they don't know that they will lose everything. Because after the rapture, you have no more own property. Everything will be taken by the state. There are economic problems as a result of some being greedy for more without thinking about those who have less. Me, and for me, is all in their mind. We expect more and more with troubles in the markets, with wild fluctuations in reaction to the world happenings. Number seven is disease and stress. Luke wrote, chapter 21, distress of nations will and perplexity. Distress in nations with perplexity. And verse 6, men's hearts failing from fear. The hearts of people will fail because of fear. People are stressed out everywhere. Everything is stress. After so much being too busy, we lack the responsibility for their own health. Heart disease, number one cause of death, and other chronic diseases are rampant. Pain and suffering in so many forms are everywhere. Mostly these problems are the result of our own poor choices. If Satan can keep us so busy under Satan's yoke that we can't see the signs of end time, then he got us. Number eight, medicine and pharmacy. In Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, it says, "For you merchants were the great men of the earth, or by your sorcery all the nations were deceived." The word which is translated with sorcery is from the Greek word pharmakeia, from which we got the English word pharmacy. This reminds us of the medicine man, what you have in Africa and Asia, the wizards who do with their sorceries certain things. Also, look at the sign of pharmacies. Look at the sign of the pharmacies. It's a snake with a ball. And the snake is a symbol of Satan. There are major drug companies with governmental involvement who are promoting drugs as the only cause of disease, as the only cure for disease, even fighting against God-given natural simple remedies and making enormous sums of money doing it. I once went to a doctor. Whenever I went to that doctor, I came back with a lot of medicine. I didn't use it. Next time I went, again he gave me a lot of medicine. Not needed to be used. It's just making money. And that is the effect of controlling people, making them dependent on the system. This is perhaps one of the least known of the signs of end time, but it is an important fact, tactic of the enemy, as he seeks to weaken our physical and mental powers to stand against the system and against the evil things. Number 9 is knowledge. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 4, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." So Daniel was supposed to seal it up until the end. But we are at the end. We understand what God was telling him. Knowledge is now said to double every few years. As we look at the world of technology, the amount of information that is available to anyone through the internet, you can find out everything. We can see that this surely is true. The question is, what are we doing with it, with all that knowledge? Are we bothered with knowledge about the most important areas that will influence our eternal destiny? Along with all the other increased knowledge, there is the increase of knowledge of the signs of the end times. Number 10, false religions. Second Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." Revelation predicts a worldwide religious system called Babylon. Are you with me? Worldwide religious system called Babylon. And Babylon means confusion. Babylon, near the end, will fail and fall because she made all nations drink the wine or the false doctrine of the wrath of the of fornication. We read that in Revelation 14:8. Also, false Christs will arise. People who say, "I am the Savior." "Many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and they shall deceive many," it says in Matthew 24:5. It makes sense that some of these religious teachers would also teach false signs of the end time. Number 11, the mark of the beast. Revelation 13, verses 16 and 17. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one can buy or sell except one has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. We have seen something similar already 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, when you could not go into certain shops unless you had a certificate that you were vaccinated. So this is going to happen. We can see that the beginning of this is now, as the whole world is being amalgamated into one system of finance. There is talk of a one world government or of a new world order. The world is shrinking. People are expecting more and more to conform to their norm. People are expected to conform to the norms and to go along with the system, as we have seen in the communist countries. Fashion and entertainment and so many areas of culture dictate what is expected. We are being groomed to take the mark of the beast in opposition to the seal of God. Number 12, preaching of the good news. In Matthew 24, verse 14, it says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. With all of our modern means of communication and the internet available to the message of salvation and the truth about God's character is rapidly spreading across the planet Earth. When you think, when Pastor Chris has his special meetings, 7 billion people listen to the same thing. People you would never reach in person. The question is, will people leave? Will people leave the pleasure and business of their lives long enough to pay attention to these things? I've given you only a few signs of end time. There are many more. I could tell you many things that are happening. What is presently happening in a world of politics is a revelation. What's happening in organizations like UN and all its departments, WHO, WEC and others should alarm every thinking person. The rapture is at hand and can happen any moment. The soon return of Jesus after the tribulation is coming closer. Most of the above signs, what I told you before, will occur after the rapture, during the time of the tribulation. We know that the tribulation is the last but failing attack of Satan against God. After that, Jesus will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Nothing can stand against him when he comes to judge the nations. He will judge the people, the individuals, much later, but when he comes, the nations will be judged. thinking of what is happening and all that is to come makes us to think. We have to be watchful and pray. Watchful and pray. Jesus warned us many times to watch. Let's look at some of them. In Matthew 24, verse 4, it says, Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Watch out that no one deceives you." Verse 42, "Therefore keep watch," Jesus answered, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know what on what day your Lord will come." And verse 44, "You also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect it." Then chapter 25, verse 13, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Keep watch. It's interesting that speaking about the end time, Jesus warned us so many times to be watchful. In our days, people don't pay much attention to the things of God. Even Christians, Christian people, they don't pay much attention to the things of God. People are not reading the Bible. If they do, they don't understand it. You can only be watchful if you know what you have to be watchful for. If I'm going to meet somebody, I have to know whom I'm going to meet. I cannot say I'm going to the city, I meet somebody. Who? I have to know whom I want to meet. So we have to be watchful and know what we have to be watchful of. Otherwise, you don't know what you're waiting for. People's low knowledge of the love of the Bible is a further sign of end time. In the Gethsemane, Jesus said to the disciples, "Watch and pray. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Watch that you are keeping yourself under the word. Watch and pray so that watch out for your own salvation and for the salvation of others. Watch out for the deception of Satan. Watch and understand the spiritual connections of everything. Know that whatever happens in this world has a spiritual connection. Don't just look at the things that you see. Look behind it with spiritual eyes and see what it tells. Watch and be ready for what is about to come. Signs are happening and increasing in great speed. But rather than being scared, signs of the end should encourage us. Because we read in Luke 21, verse 26, 28, Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws close. Your redemption draws close. Let's rejoice that the Bible tells us so many times what is going to happen. We lift our heads. We will see the great salvation that awaits us. We keep on the watch and pray. Nothing can stop us in doing what God called us to do. Amen.